It is my distinct honor to welcome the president of Yeshiva University, Rabbi Dr. Ari Berman, to say a few words.
Welcome to Mind Matters 2019. It's a great event. It's a great moment for our student body and for Yeshiva University. So much everything that we're about. Everything that Yeshiva University is about. Now, this morning, I was visiting a CEO of a real estate company, and I saw that when I walked into his office, he had a Sefer Torah in a glass case right at the entrance of his office. And I sat down with him, I said, you know, why is there a Sefer Torah right at me? Why is that in the office? He said to me, Rabbi, it's because the Torah is our mission statement. And everything we do revolves around the Torah. And every success we have and everything we have is because of Hashem. And it's with this sense of Hashem being with us that guides this entire company. And this is everything that we're about, and everything that Hanukkah is about. You know, the tefillah that we say in Hanukkah is Al HaNisim. And if you stand alone and you put Al HaNisim, it seems that Al HaNisim is the tefillah that celebrates the miracle of the extraordinary. That the Maccabees won the war. That the Nesmat Hashem lasted for 8 days. But in the context of the tefillah, it's saying it actually means something more. The Mishnah Berurah said that you don't say Al HaNisim, but you're supposed to say Ve'al HaNisim. And that changes the whole tefillah. Because it's in the context of Vodim HaNachulah. We thank Hashem. Vodelecha U'Mesaper Tilasecha. We thank you, Hashem. Al Chayeinu HaMisrim Yedecha. Val Nishnasinu HaKudoslach. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for every breath. We thank you for our very soul. All the miracles that you do every single day. Ve'al-Hanisim. And all of the great, extraordinary things that happen. And by putting it in the context, we realize that the tefillah of Al-Hanisim is not a celebration of the extraordinary, but it's an affirmation of the miracle of the ordinary. That every single thing we do is because of Hashem and it's with Hashem. That the great miracles of Hanukkah show the Jewish people that Hashem isn't just here and these 8 days, but He's here every single day of our lives. Every day, every moment of our day is to serve Him. And that's what we're doing. Hanukkah celebrates the extraordinary as it affirms the miracle of the ordinary. That is the Ve'al HaNisim. And that is why it is so precious that we start this Hanukkah concert, this huge event in Lamport Auditorium, this extraordinary event in the Siyum, with the Siyum HaShas. With the Siyum HaShas by the Dean of our business school, Noam Wasserman. Not just this one-time event, but it's only done after every single day, every single day. It's the devotion of every moment. That's what a Siyum celebrates. And how wonderful it is, the Torah Ramadha, the coming together of the dean of our business school doing a Siyum. It's just so amazing and reflects everything that Yeshiva University is about. We are here to bring our values out to the world and Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. We are here because the Sefer Torah is our mission statement. And we celebrate this Hanukkah knowing that this one-time amazing event isn't just a celebration of tonight that affirms the value of every single day and all the learning that is done by every student every day in this wonderful yeshiva and this incredible institution. That's what we're celebrating. I wanted to take this moment before I introduce our Siyum to thank the students, leaders of Yeshiva University. Concert, how wonderful is that? But for doing it in this way, of learning afterwards, and every different constituency and all parts being integrated in time, because we are one united community, and it's when every student feels beloved and precious and special and part of our whole, that is when we shine the most. We celebrate this great event because we celebrate every single student and every single day. And it's on this note that it is my deep, profound pleasure to introduce our Siyum and our Miss Sayang. I'm so happy and proud that he is with us as the leader of Yeshiva University. Ladies and gentlemen, Zinoa Mosman.
Baruch ata Adonai Eleinu Melech Olam she'akol nihyeh bidvaro. Rishus Harabanim, including Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz, who was my daf Rebbe throughout this entire cycle. And is now also a dear colleague of mine here at YU. Wonderful to have him on campus here. Bishut Avi Mori, Ubichvod Imi Morati. We'll be hearing a little bit more about Avi Mori in a moment. Hakara Satov to Ariel and to his team, and in particular to Ariel for coming up with the most creative way to get me to finish Shas 12 days early. So thank you very much for everything that you've done. Hakara Satov also to the sponsors. And especially to Jay Lobel, a dear friend and collaborator who's going to be doing his own Siyum within the next week or so. So thank you for everything. And Acharon Acharon Chaviv, thank you to my Eish Yisrael and to my kids for supporting me for 7.5 years of doing the da for 2 to 2.5 hours a day. And also for 7.5 months of making it possible for me to commute to YU from Boston each week. So thank you so much for everything with that. Okay, before I get to the Siyum HaShas, I am going to call on a real inspiration to me, someone who embodies Avi Mori. My father, a YU grad. Any YU grads here in the audience? Any people who intend to be YU grad sometime soon? Alums, we're going to have to do a little bit better next time around. But okay, so my father, in addition to being a YU grad, when he retired 2.5 years ago, what was the first big project that he picked up to go and do? He picked up doing Daf Yomi, an inspiration that the Torah never stops. And if anything, we go and double down on it as we go through life. So thank you, Abba, for going and setting that example for all of us. And so I'm going to ask Avi Mori to come up and be Messiah Masecha Nida after telling a little bit of a piece of his life from his YU days. And then I will go and take back the reins to be able to do the Siyum HaShas.
Thank you very much. Last time I stood here was 58 years ago. I was the chairman of the Hanukkah Chagiga. It was quite an experience. I left here to pick up the performer at JFK Airport in enough time to get him here to perform. He was a big name of the day. When we left, I had a car. All my roommates, especially my wonderful friend Jackie Azar, came with me. In those days, we had cars that sat six people, not just five people. Five of my room friends came with me. We left one seat for the performer. As we left, some flurries began to come down, which really didn't mean anything at the time. By the time we picked up the performer, we had a full-blown blizzard at the airport. We were supposed to start on time. We didn't arrive till 10:30, and everybody waited. At 10:30, he sat here performing and went till about 2 o'clock. Nobody moved, and it was Labor Day. But after that, 2 o'clock, we had no place to put him. It was blizzarding outside. There were no hotels around. So the best suggestion was, let's bring him up to our room and finish the concert. Is anybody here? Room 401 Reuben? Anybody in 401 Reuben? It's a very holy room. Because we put him in the middle of the floor, 50 people packed into the room. The entire dorm was rocking until we all went down to Shabbos. So we didn't have to put him up. Who is the performer? Rav Shlomo Kalbach. This evening I have the great honor to work with my son, who is my inspiration. And we thought it was very apropos that we dedicate Le'ilui Nishmos, three people. Three people who are very meaningful to us and were big Balei Mashpia on us. And three people that meant a lot to the Yeshiva University family. The first is my father, Harav Moshe Yitzchak Ben Chaim Tzvi, born in Lublin. Born where Harav Yehuda Meir Shapiro started the Daf Yomi program. And that was started exactly on September 11th, 1923. The second person that we would like to very much dedicate this CM to is a person that it was our Mora D'Asra for many years in Los Angeles, Rabbi Dr. Maurice Lamb. And the third person is a recent Niftar, Rav Yosef Tzvi Ben Yaakov HaKohen Baruch El Pesach, the young son of my roommate, Jackie Azar. He was a Rosh Yeshiva par excellence. He was a musmach of Harav Herschel Shefka and Harav David Miller. The youngest Rebbe in Yeshivas, Neve Yerushalayim, and Michlala. May the neshamas of all these people be worthy of all of us in this seder. I'd like to be Mesayim. The last pasuk in Maseches Nida, Tana Devei Eliyahu, a braisa of the Academy of Eliyahu, teaches, Kol hashoneh halachos b'chol yom, muvtoch lo shehu ben ha'olam haba. Whoever learns halachos every day is assured that he is destined for the world to come. Shenemar, Halichos olam lo. For it states, the ways of the world are his. Al tikre halichos, ela halachos. do not read halichos, but halachos. And if I could add an addendum, I really think that the mission of Yeshiva University is to encourage everyone here to take the halachos with them in whatever their halichos are in the world. Hadron Olav, Tinokas, V'salika lo Maseches Nida. Mazel tov.
Okay, Yeshikoyach and Mazel Tov, Abba. Okay, at the level of Shas, did anyone recognize Altigre Halichos El Halachos? Okay, where is that? Do we say that ever? We say that in davening, Pidumak Toret. What follows right after that? What comes right after that that we go and say whenever we're saying it? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hanina, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, Shneamar, Kol Banayich Limudei Hashem Berav Shalom Banayich, Al Tikre Banayich Ela Bonayich. There's an echo there of Al Tikre, and then that Ela, same kind of thing, of the Halichos and Halachos. What is unique about this portion? And why did Chazal put it right after the end of Masechet Nidah? So this portion happens to be the most common of the endings of all the Masechtas in Shas. We actually have, according to lore, four Masechtas that end in this, the most of any. In order to be able to go and remember which are those Masechtas, you just have to remember Banayich. Remember that as an acronym. You have at the end of the first Masechta in all of Shas, that they were going, Chazal putting it at the end of Brachos. Then you have Nazir, you have Yevamos, and you have Krisos, Banayich. The central message that you should not go and call them just your children, but Bonayich, the ones who are going to go and build the rest of the world, be able to go and take the Mesorah and everything else that follows. And that is what was so central to Chazal, that they went and ended four Masechtas. A little bit of a trivia question for you. When that comes up, you can go and ask people about what is the most common, and then that you can go and teach them the Banayich. However, this time through Shas, I noticed that there's an exception to it. The second to last Masechta, which is actually the last Masechta in Seder Kodshin, is called Tamid. Tamid is seven perakim. The end of the fourth perak, the end of the fourth perak ends with that saying, Al Tikre Banayich Ela Bonayich. Why did Chazal go and put it there? That actually happens to be the end of the Gemara, because the last three prakim of Tamid are all Mishnayos. And so it's actually that it is so important to Chazal that they start Shas with it, they end the last Masechet of Sefer Kodshim with it, and in between sprinkle it throughout with the Banayich as being so central to it. So that's the first thing about what's unique. The second part about it is, to me, who it is coming from. Said, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hanina, to me, is the perfect YU type Rosh Yeshiva. Let's go and take a look at four characteristics of Rabbi Hanina and how he embodies a lot of what we are here for today. Those characteristics are, first, his fanatical focus on maintaining the Mesorah. Second, his living a life of Torah Umada. Third, his affinity for Eretz Yisrael, the Tzioni side of him. And fourth, the education side of what he was going and fostering. So first off, in terms of his focus on maintaining the Mesorah, he was a Talmid of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who actually was a Talmid Mufak that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi named as his successor within the yeshiva. When this gadol would be asked a shaila, he refused to go and paskin if he had not already heard from Rabbi Yehuda three times what the psak was. And so maintaining that fidelity to those who came before, the Gedolim who were going and passing on the Mesorah to him. Another element that we can go and see, a second one within it, is also the pattern that we have in this saying, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hanina. That is a pattern of going and attributing things to one of the Gedolim who came before you, that he's there on every daf in Shas multiple times. However, one of the ironies is, in Shas, when they mention this, it doesn't attribute that saying to anyone. We don't know, if we look in the three times that we go and run into it first, who said that if you attribute it to someone, you are going to go and be maybe geula to the world. So if we look first in Chulin and Kuf Dalet, it just states it and doesn't tell us who did it. Earlier in Nida Yotet, it doesn't tell us who said it. And in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, it doesn't tell us who said it. It's only finally in Masechet Megillah and Tet Vav that it tells us who said it. Who do you think said that if you have to go, that you have to go and attribute things to someone in order to be able to be mevi geula to the world? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was the one who originated it, about how we have to go and point back to the Masorah, have the Shalshelas HaMasorah be the strong passing on through the generations, that we can go and be able to see in this thing that we all hear about, but you never hear about who it's attributed to, except for on that one daf in Megillah. So second up, in terms of living Torah Umada, so the Gemara in Chulin, Adaf Zion, tells us that Rabbi Chanina was a doctor and a businessman. Rabbi Chanina, why did he have to go and be a businessman? Because he refused to go and take money for being a doctor. And so he had to go and produce and sell honey as his side business to be able to go and support himself. And so that was one of the ways that he's going and mixing all of these things that are key to us here. But we can also go and take a look at the quote that we were talking about. Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. There's an extra word there. Why do we have Ba'olam that's inserted into there? And so the Nefesh HaChaim says that that extra word there tells us that every act of Torah that we go and do in this world not only builds it spiritually, but also builds it physically. Also helps us be able to have, bring both the Torah and the Mada as we are going and bringing all of these acts of Torah to what we are going and doing, and having that Torah that Rabbi Berman was walking in to see as being the centerpiece of our lives. And that's where just a couple of examples of his living the Torah Umada life. In terms of his affinity for Eretz Yisrael, he was born in Babel and then made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. And that's how he ended up in Rebbe's yeshiva. There's several stories throughout Shas that go and highlight his affinity for Eretz Yisrael. One of the ones that I found most interesting, Suvas Kufyun Beis tells us that Rabbi Chanina would go, as he was going along the roads in Eretz Yisrael, he would make sure to go and remove every obstacle in the road so that no one would have a reason to complain about Eretz Yisrael. That was how dear it was to him, that everyone would be able to go and talk L'Shevach HaAretz in every way that he could go and make happen. Final one we talked about before, the Masorah that he was very much going and driving home. Well, he became an educator, the education side of Al Tikre Banayach Ela Bo Nayach. He went and was the Rebbe's successor within the yeshiva there. V'chol Banayach is one of the things that apparently was a key piece to him. He went and he had Talmidim who are very famous. He had as three of his key Talmidim, Rabbi Elazar, who was saying this in his name, but also the most prominent duo of Harusas in the Gemara were his Talmidim. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were Talmidim of Rabbi Chanina, but also there are loads of other Talmidim that came out of his yeshiva, and the V'chol Banayach Limudei Hashem. All of your children, all the Yidden, should be able to go and become part of the Masorah, part of the ways in which you're going to be able to go and build the world. And then also, if we look at the Bonayach, that last word of what he's going and reframing, there are two meanings to that. There is the builders of the world, but there's also Bina. The Bina that he was going and developing in his Talmidim as he was going and taking the educational side and making sure that he was going to have them be empowered to go change the world and be able to go and build the next generations of the Amoraim and everyone else who followed until today. And so these are the four things that struck me as key ways in which we can go and see Rabbi Chanina projected into the current, projected into this campus, projected into the missions that we have at YU, to be able to go and have the Masorah, be able to go and have it driven home to the next generation of the builders of the world. It's one of the delightful things when I go out into communities to go and see how many YU Musmachim are the leading Ravs of those shuls, how many YU grads are the leading lay people within those communities. You have to go and see the Bonayach that is now translated into being able to go and build the Klal. And then the ways in which the Tzionis side of YU, the ways in which we are going and being able to have the living Torah Umada as being a core of what we are having here developed on campus. And so with that, Hadran Alach, Masechet Nina B'Talmud Bavli, Oseh Shalom Bimromav, Hu Yaseh Shalom, Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael, V'Imru, Amen.